How's it going, guys? Good evening, Dave Houston. This hat bomb is on, right on. Andy Martin, Dave Barnes, Creighton Carper. I don't think I've seen Creighton Carper on for a while. Sarah Bird, rocking it. Hi, Michelle. Nice day today, guys, huh? I wish the weekend was, Hey, Candace. I wish the weekend would stay sunny. It looks like it's supposed to start raining again. I was supposed to. One of the birthday presents I got was my son Silas wants to take me backpacking. So we got to find something one that's like even open. I'm gonna have Silas play us. Oh, my sister Kayla's watching too. That's crazy, Kayla. You get to watch Silas play tonight. Silas, ready?
Yeah.
I guess let Silas play us a bit of a song there, and then I'll chat for a little bit. I don't have a whole lot to talk about tonight, but there are a couple things. And finally, it was just on my last video. Joan, I can't think of her last name, but just a few minutes ago, finally broke the topic of my own work and my own business that hasn't closed and call it out. So I guess we'll have to chat about it. Okay, here's Silas.
So this one is a new song by Passenger that I learned not too long ago. And the thing with this one is that it needs to be on my computer, so I might need to scroll down once. I think it's called Circles. It's called Circles by Passenger.
Do you want me to scroll down when you get to that part?
Yeah, sure. Just put two fingers on there and just go right there.
Okay. I'll try.
On and on. circles, you see. We go round, round the sun, heading out like the sea. I'll circle round you, you will circle round. Tower's gone and the big light dims. We'll no longer be boys. We'll have lines on our skin and we throw our dust to the wind. And they fly on and on and on and on. On and on and on. Tower door before everything changed. We were big eyed boys with a salt on our skin, and we throw our kites to the wind. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
So, I couldn't help but notice, you know, during the video and stuff, there's the little floating, you know, thumbs up or floating things. What the crap is up with that whole frowny face thing from somebody? It doesn't always show who it's from when he was playing. I don't know what that's about, but it's weird. Weird. I saw from my yesterday's video, I saw a comment from Rhonda that the sound was better at that council meeting. So that was cool. Oh, there's Joan. Joan, I never know how to say your last name. Konzik? Konzik? So you asked about my business on yesterday's video, and that you saw someone mention it that maybe it was open or something. So. And you mentioned it, you know, you called it out as a spa shop, so there's only one in town, so you can kind of put together which one I'm talking about. So obviously, like, since I came on and started doing this, you know, and even just being mayor and being attached, you know, to a business in town, I was trying to stay away from that, you know, but I'm surprised it didn't come up before now. So the shop, so those of you that don't know, my dad and I work together, and I'm a licensed service contractor, and we have a retail outlet that sells fireplaces and hot tubs and saunas too, like, you know, Swedish, Norwegian type saunas. So it's really just us two. So the division of labor there is pretty much the shop is my dad's, and I just, you know, I'm a contractor and I'm just out working on everything and installing what is sold out of that shop and servicing it. So from the beginning of this, there's a big portion of what I do that was, at least termed by the governor as essential, having to do with construction and heating. You know, so what about all the hot tubs in the store? And believe me, you know, I had plenty of conversations about this with my pops, you know, because I wasn't sure how that was. I didn't know when the governor's order first came out. I was like everyone else, not really sure, you know, and so I'm searching, trying to figure out what's up, what's what. So I know that from, you know, you can imagine there's like associations and stuff for all for different industries, and so that hot tub association and industry came out with you know what at least what their lawyers said, and I always, you know, I wasn't super sure. I always kind of questioned that one, and it's like, well, yeah, we can stay open because we deal in heating and construction, and that's essential. But you know, just because our shop is still open, does that mean that we could sell, you know, whatever? I mean, hot tubs or clothing or something like that out of the store. So, my dad's shop is never closed, and I've never stopped working. The thing, so through this whole crisis and this whole time, after that governor's order came out and some businesses needed to close, you know, this whole time there's constant comments that I see on Facebook, or, you know, people come to council meetings and voice concerns, or they send me private messages voicing concerns about seeing businesses that aren't supposed to be open, you know. I know that business isn't supposed to be open, and they're open. If you actually read the governor's order, the 2012 one, you know, this was like one of, this was kind of the one that we're all working off of currently with what shops need to open and close. There are quite a few shops in town that weren't spelled out to close. Even some that are still closed. At one of our last council meetings, I mentioned a few days ago how, you know, the owner of Goldilocks came in and gave comment, you know, about, about a lot of different things, you know, unconstitutional governor orders and, you know, different things. And I know his business is closed, and I can't, when I read this, I don't see why he couldn't be open. And a lot of, you know, a lot of retail shops that aren't specced out specifically to be closed, can still be open with it as long as the guidelines are followed. So, you know, that's the deal. I mean, if anyone wanted to, you know, I don't know, Joan, how that came up or how you heard about it or whatever. I hadn't seen anything like that. So if it was a, you know, if it was like some sort of like pin or something, I mean, I've never tried to hide the fact that I was still working. And definitely feel super fortunate to be one of those that still can actually work. But you know, I mean, this definitely puts the hurt on anybody. And just because I can legally open, or because my dad can legally open his shop, doesn't mean people come in and buy anything. So it's kind of a crappy deal. And I've mentioned too, you know, I'm another, as a person, and as far as my business goes, I'm another person in town that hasn't gotten a penny of any sort of stimulus, anything, any, no unemployment, no stim. I haven't got my stimulus personal check yet. No PPP, no bridge loans, no nothing, no CARES Act, nothing. And I'm not alone there. So, you know, that's that on me. And, you know, I know, Joan, I can't imagine you were bringing it up to, like, you know, bring it up. But anyone watching, you know, you can imagine where, why I haven't necessarily, like, I mean, I don't get on here wearing a Hearth and Home shirt and advertising and all that. You know, not to mention it's two people there, and you know, I'm the mayor, and my dad is, you know, my dad's my dad, and people that know my dad, you know, and it's through my entire time in Brookings and in 08 when I became a counselor up until now, you know, that's always been it's a small town. That's it's an interesting thing when you live in a small town. There's a lot of people that I've kind of become, reacquainted with, you know, through this time, and that we hadn't been on super good terms, you know, and not that it wasn't plenty my fault, but I know, a lot of people's intro to Jake Pieper, knowing Jake Pieper, first goes through, the other Pieper, you know, in town. And so it's an interesting thing. I mean, I love my dad, and I'm proud of my dad, and he's a good man, and he has his own story. He's people that know him, you know, he's just a good old kind of salty dog, redneck, you know. I was gonna see if Sean Clemens was on. I saw some of Sean Clemens' comments, and Sean, you crack me up. I can't help but like you a little bit, because you just remind me so much of my dad. You know, I know he's older than you are, but it's like my dad 20 or 30 years ago. It cracks me up. So shops being open, you know, and every, like, when people have spoken about it at council meetings, the city manager's right there with, you know, the governor's order, and we keep restating all the businesses that need to be closed, but there's a lot of small retail shops around town that I've noticed, either I hadn't noticed before, or they're just recently open, a couple of the small kind of downtown Main Street shops that are back open, just little retail shops, and I don't see any issue with it. They're not called out. The one, and the one that I kind of had issue with was, where Governor Brown at states jewelry shops and boutiques, you know, boutiques. And that's kind of it's a little ambiguous. But I know I looked up the definition, and it's still about, you know, clothing sales, kind of fine, you know, clothing. So there's, I know plenty of, you know, my dad, and it's cool, you know, and I, you know, I definitely, I appreciate kind of support there, but I mean, you know, don't kid yourself. There's plenty of people that hate me and love me, and there's plenty of people that hate and love my dad. And I would hate for that to, you know, just bog down the conversation, you know, just because my dad's an interesting guy, you know. Sean Clemens is an interesting guy, and they're both real opinionated and you know, brash and can be a little rough around the edges. So, yeah, that's funny. Anyway, guys, I told you I didn't have a whole lot to talk about tonight. Part of my work, I'm running around inside of people's homes all day, and it's an interesting thing. In my time in public service, it was always, I've been fortunate to have that line of work when I'm an elected official, and being able to walk inside someone's home and you know, I'm there kind of as a service guy working on something, and they're chatting with me, and I'm pretty recognized now, but even up till, you know, a year or two ago, the whole previous decade of me actually being an elected official, like go inside someone's home, you know, no one recognizes me. And so I would, you know, I'm in half a dozen, 10 homes every day, and I would hear from people and get a perspective there of what they think is going on with the city, or different things, different issues of the day. You know, a lot of times I'd hear them talking about something. They had no idea I was a city councilor at the time, or even the mayor, and they're chatting about something that the city is dealing with right then and there, you know, and it's like a husband and wife kind of arguing about it, and there I am in their house, you know, tinkering with a pellet stove or something. But it's an interesting thing. I feel like I've always kind of been able to keep my finger on the pulse of the community. So today and yeah, the last few days, I've noticed, and it's discouraging. I mean, I'm a realist, so I'm not surprised, but it is discouraging to see how the COVID and Corona issue and crisis and everything. When it started, what I saw of concern for COVID like went well across any sort of political lines or ideological lines. You know, there was every color in the rainbow that was concerned about it or not concerned about it. And it just, I was like, not sweet, but it was like, hey, this is nice. I mean, in a time of a real crisis, at least this is like leveling the playing fields between blue and red and anything else, you know. But that's all, you know, that's changed, right? And it's, I don't know, it's too bad. And we're, if it's our culture or if it's just an issue with humanity, and how we are as human beings and how we're divisive. And it's interesting how quick this was picked up and used to, you know, divide people. And so I'm seeing pretty clearly how this is, you know, COVID serious or COVID not serious. And it's like coming down, man, coming down on the sides of the fence. And it just, it's too bad. I mean, it's really too bad, but we are kind of, we're divisive people, and it's just, it's a reality of it, and it's the way it is. You know, if things, depending on how things go, because, you know, I don't know how things are going to go, and I seriously doubt any of you really know. And the other thing that's super sad is, What if you were a person that truly didn't know and went searching for information so you would know? You know, you on your own, you're looking, searching out information, not to prove your opinion to be right, but to actually give you an opinion. You're truly, you know, looking at stuff with virgin eyes. I want to know what the truth is about COVID. Man. I mean, for every tit, there's a tat. I mean, it's just for every person that gives an interview that has letters behind their name and they're, you know, Captain Big No, and they're an authority, you know, and they say one thing, there's an opposing opinion by someone that has the letters behind their name, and they're an authority on it, and boom, they say something totally different, you know. And there, you know, it's like there's new videos that hit Facebook, and I see them on Facebook, and then I get private messages, like three of them, ding, 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 three people showing me, you know, Jake, look at this. This is telling the whole story, you know. And I get it, and I watch a lot of them, and you know, and then the next day there's something else that comes out to show why this last one was so wrong, and if. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, I've only been able to go, well, you know, it's what happens. I mean, evidence is going to prove what the truth is here. And so, you know, infection rates, death rates, and the severity of it all, you know, I mean, it's a matter of just looking, complete deflection. I'm not sure what that means. Renee, I wasn't, if I deflected a question there, I don't know. Sensationalism. I don't know. So that's, you know, it's a sad thing. And that was mentioned too at our council meeting. That was from, Alcorn. Alcorn mentioned that he was, and I believe him, that, I mean, he was actually searching out information. And it's one thing, I mean, most of us grab a piece of information or search for information to prove our opinion that we already have. So, you know, and the, I didn't see if Maureen was on here or not, but, you know, you know, Maureen was one that was like, well, no, that's, you know, herd immunity. That's not true. I sent the city a letter that was based in science, you know, and I mean, I get it, you know, and it's based in science, but here's this other scientist that writes a letter or an article or something, and it's all based in science, you know. Here's this accredited doctor who says this and that and this, and then here's this other accredited doctor, and they say this and this and this, and it's just like, what the crap is everyone supposed to do? What are common people supposed to do? It's crazy. How would you know? How would I expect someone to actually find out and know? You know, at the end of the day, it's, well, you know, how serious is COVID? Well, we'll know here before too long how serious it is. Obviously, some numbers and stuff, and the possibility of the curve and when that was going to come. You know, I mean, things haven't been totally right. But you know, to everyone that has looked back on the last like 4 weeks and with very few COVID cases and is right now saying, see, that wasn't a big deal. You know, I'm not trusting that one, man. You know, just because there was like possibly kind of a difference of timing and like time lag and stuff. I mean, I'm not ready to breathe a huge sigh of relief yet. Just because our case numbers are still low. And, you know, I don't know. And Sean Clemens, the whole like living in fear, how, you know, if you're concerned about something, it's living in fear and propagating fear. That's another thing. I mean, I grew up hearing that talk about people that lock their front doors. It's living in fear, you know, putting on a seatbelt, I guess, must be living in fear or going to the doctor. So it's crazy time, and it is what it is. It stinks how divisive we all are, you know, and tribal. You know, we want to find our corner with the rest of our buddies and figure everything out, and so we can defend ourselves against everyone else. You know, it's weird. It's really weird. Dave Barnes, focusing evenly divided. I think you're right. And you sent me something personally about that too, about a 50-50 split, evenly divided. I agree with that. I believe though, I mean, it's tough to ever really know. But I still feel fairly confident that at least, you know, a week ago that it was still a majority of folks that thought it prudent not to have a bunch of tourists come to town. You know, I don't know. And I'm not, I hope that tourists can come to town and not bring COVID, you know. I mean, I hope that it works out. I do. I'm not looking for a spike in cases to somehow like prove that I was right or anything. You know, it's not something, I'm not really placing bets on that one. So my desire, I desire to see a healthy tourist season with no huge spike in cases. And I hope that, just, you know, the handful of guys that I've been chatting, like Sean Clemens, I see he's watching now, Sean Clemens and, Andy Martin, you know, the two on here that at least have been talking about guides and stuff. I mean, I hope, you know, it's open now, and I mean, I hope that you can make some money, you know, try to take care of yourself like I'm trying to do. So I'm hoping for the best. I'm not hoping for a spike in cases, you know. I have some reasoning and some logic that says the likelihood of a spike in cases seems greater now to me. But again, I'm not hoping for the worst. So Andy and Sean, I mean, I hope you guys, you know, that's a help to you. I mean, honestly, I really do. I hope that you and everyone else working can still be mindful of the fact of COVID and still do things that are preventative, you know, preventing the spread. So, but that's up to you. So that's it. Actually, I went longer than what I thought I was going to. Tomorrow's Friday. So I'll be on at 6. But anyone that wants to, I'm assuming Jeannie Williams is still going to be on again this Friday. So you guys feel free to watch her live, and I'll record and you can watch me later. Okay, because it's cool what she's doing. I hope she's going to keep doing it. So get on there and watch her. Okay. All right, guys. I'm calling her. See you tomorrow at 6:00.